We'll have more words from Marion Alsop through the afternoon. We also asked her to look through the archive of historic BBC recordings and to choose some music for us to play this afternoon. She chose a virtually unknown piece by Sofia Gubaidulina, arguably Russia's greatest living composer, but for decades her creative freedom was curtailed by the Soviet state. She was born in 1931 to a family that wasn't particularly religious. Her father was a Muslim Tatar, her mother was Russian Orthodox, but she developed a strong faith in her teens, and a lot of her music is embedded with religious imagery. The authorities didn't look too kindly on that, and during her early career she had trouble performing her powerful spiritual work. Well, the piece that we're going to hear now is actually incidental music from a play called Crossroads. It was premiered in Moscow in 1977, and it seems that an excerpt of this music was brought to the UK for a BBC performance. Not a huge amount is known about it. The score is not published, but Sofia Gubaidulina remembers that the title, Crossroads, definitely had a figurative as well as a literal meaning. So the plot follows an army unit approaching a crossroads and the commanding officers quarrelling about which is the best way to march onwards. If they take a wrong decision, the battle will be lost and many soldiers will be killed. Here is Marion Alsop again.
I think that Sofia Gubaidulina's music is going to last for many centuries to come. I think it's wonderful that this piece was recorded in 1980, which is almost 40 years ago. But to me, it feels as relevant and topical today as when it was recorded. And that's what great art is. It really is timeless. You know, the voices of women have typically not been preserved, and the history of women in our field has not been told. So I think to hear this recording by the BBC Symphony Orchestra from 1980 gives me hope for the future.